poor presentation on the stage at a school that offers degrees in film studies, directors Bennett Miller and Spike Jones didn't put much emphasis on formal education.
Well, Spike did not go to college.
I didn't go to college. No.
But I...
Well, that's nice. Yeah. What does that say about the film industry?
Yeah, they never asked for a diploma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Instead, Jones says it's passion and practice that got him to where he needed to go.
But I just made a lot of stuff, and I made a lot of bad stuff, and made stuff just, you know, shoot and edit, and every time you're in the edit room, you see all your mistakes that you made, and you try to learn each time to get a little better. And
that was a philosophy that appealed to Ball State Telecommunications major Michael Holtgraves, who met Jones and Miller in a student workshop held on Monday afternoon.
You don't have to have your life put together to be a director.
Don't have to have it.
I don't know, Bennett, you know, I mean, he's just so out there, you know, I mean, you could still be successful as long as you tell a good story.
The two directors clearly had a fan in a now long-bearded former Late Show host David Letterman, who talked about his reaction to Miller's film Capote and Jones's film Her.
When that was finished, I couldn't move because I just thought, I've seen as good a movie as I'll ever see. I had the same reaction when I saw Her.
Jones and Miller talked passionately about films and the decision-making needed to bring together a beginning vision. But when Letterman asked the men about the low numbers of women directing and producing films, Miller took a lot of time to find the right words.
I tense up when this subject is broached because it is a hot issue,
yeah.
You know, and obviously it's real. I would feel concerned about stepping in any direction because there's landmines all over it. But there's something patronizing about you will help them.
Miller's honesty is something that Ball State student Christina Valdez appreciated.
I thought it was awesome, especially that he was just like, I don't know how to answer this, just because like it's such a huge issue and like it's just something you have to just deal with logically and not overcompensating, just be like, I need to hire her because she's a woman. Like, I just need to hire people that are right for the film.
Letterman ended his onstage interview with a bit of levity, reminiscent of his time on The Late Show. After watching his one and only movie cameo in the 1994 film Cabin Boy, Letterman brought out two Ball State theater majors to better act out his part.
You two are directing. We get to see now the directing process.
This is where all the magic happens.
Yeah, I'll be seated here.
Okay.
Right here.
Do you want me to come from there?
There already seems to be confusion.
It's two directors. We have two directors. It's very confusing.
Andrew from over there. Okay, here we go.
All right.
This was Letterman's fourth time at a Ball State stage for his namesake lecture series, after previously hosting Oprah Winfrey, Rachel Maddow, and Biz Stone. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.